Unit 7. Close your eyes until I'm ready. A. Let's read. The children went to the beach last Sunday. The tide was out when they arrived.
The tide is out,
Sue said.
We can't swim. The water is too shallow. What shall we do until it comes in?
Let's have a treasure hunt until we can swim, Peter said. I'll hide something in the sand and give you clues to find it. The children agreed. They liked treasure hunts. Close your eyes until I'm ready, Peter said. I'm going to hide the treasure now. Peter had his pocket compass with him. He made a mark in the sand. Then he walked 10 paces north. He turned right and walked 20 paces east. Then he walked 10 paces south and 20 paces west. He dug a hole in the sand and hid the treasure in the hole. I'm ready, he said. You can open your eyes now.
What are the clues?
Anne asked him. Peter wrote them down on a piece of paper. N10, E20, S10, W20.
They're compass directions, she said. This will be easy. Which way is north?
Sue asked. Anne pointed at the sun.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the sun is there. So north must be over there, she said.
She pointed towards the north. Suddenly, she laughed.
But I'm not going to do any walking. The treasure is very easy to find.
And it was. Do you know why? F. Let's rhyme.
I can't make a cake until Mummy buys some flour. She can't buy any flour until she has some money. She won't have any money until Daddy comes home. Daddy won't come home until he shuts his shop. And when the shops are shut, I can't buy any flour.
Words and expressions.
Until, until. Tide. The tide is out. The tide comes in. Shallow. Clue. Give a clue on something. Treasure. Hunt. A treasure hunt. Compass. Make a mark. Pace. North. West. Direction. Direction. Fire station. Temple. Northeast. Northwest. Heaven. Not until. Flower.
Unit 8. Revision. A. Sentence patterns. I'm late, aren't I?
He is late, isn't he?
I was late, wasn't I?
They are early, aren't they?
The train is early, isn't it?
Ken has to do extra sums.
Ken has to go to the dentist.
Ken had to stay up late.
I can do the sums myself.
He can do the sums himself.
She can do the sums herself.
They can do the sums themselves.
How long have you lived here?
How long have you been at this school? I have lived here since 1990. I have lived here for 10 years.
When did you come here?
When did you visit Australia?
I came here 10 years ago.
I visited Australia in 1990.
They have some clothes for me to wash.
They have some clothes for you to wash.
They have some dishes for us to wash.
She stayed indoors until the rain stopped.
He played football until 6 o'clock.
I watched TV until the program finished.
B. Talking. 1. Peter and Anne are shopping. They are looking at some shirts. I have to buy a new shirt for Sue's party.
What about this red one? It's pretty, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but it's too colourful for me to wear. I look better in dark colours.
This green and black one isn't as colourful as the red one.
That's right.
What about this one? It's different from the green and black one. It's got the same colour, but it's got longer sleeves.
Yes, it's perfect. I'll buy that one. 2. Anne is waiting for Ken at the underground station.
Why are you late? I've been here for an hour.
I'm sorry. I've been at the library since 4 o'clock. I had to wait until the librarian could help me.
Did a librarian choose a book for you to read?
No, I chose it myself. Although I'm only 9, I can choose books on my own, Anne.
But you can't reach the top shelves, Ken, so it takes you a long time.
C. Story time. The bird 3 gifts. Many years ago, a king went hunting. There was a bird in the sky, and the king pointed his gun at it. Please don't shoot me, the bird called to him. I'm only a young bird. I can't take care of myself. Take care of me for 3 years until I'm fully grown. You'll be grateful for my friendship. The king was very surprised.
Very well, he said. Although you're plump and healthy, I shan't shoot you. I'll take care of you for 3 years.
The bird flew down and sat on the king's shoulder. The king took it home and looked after it. The bird ate a lot of food
so it was expensive for the king to feed it. Although it cost the king a lot of money, he kept his promise to the bird and gave it the best of everything. At last, the 3 years came to an end. The bird was now huge.
"You've looked after me for 3 years," it said. "Now I'll leave you. Climb onto my back."
The king was very afraid of falling and killing himself. However, he climbed onto the bird's back. The bird flew up into the sky and carried the king safely around the world. While it was flying, it was talking to the king. It said,
"I've made you learn 3 important lessons. You've kept your promises to me. You've been generous to me. Although you're frightened of death, you've climbed onto my back. Remember these 3 gifts, so you can be a good king."
The bird flew down to earth, and the king got down from its back. The king became the wisest and most powerful king in the world because of the bird's teachings. Words and expressions.
Program. Colorful. Caller. Gift. Gun. Take care of. Fully. Fully grown. Grateful. Friendship. Plump. Shoot. Shot. Short. Look after. Keep one's promise. Safely. Generous. Death. Powerful. Teachings.